from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello, VOI listeners. How are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, commentary, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo inaugurates drinking water supply facility in Lampung. Indonesian Parliament emphasized Indonesia's stance to support Palestine's independence. Pacific Island Forum Summit opens in Tonga. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news where Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated a drinking water supply facility in Bandar Lampung, the capital of Sumatra's Lampung province. In his remarks on Monday, President Joko Widodo said that this national strategic project has been underway since 2020 and aims to address clean water problems in Indonesian cities.
Dan SPAM ini akan melayani lebih kurang 60 ribu rumah tangga. Ini sangat sebuah kapasitas yang sangat.
This system will serve approximately 60,000 households. This is a huge capacity, and this system was built with a budget that is not small, namely 1.38 trillion rupiah, with the cooperation scheme between government and business.
Ya, 1 triliun 380 miliar rupiah dengan skema KPBU.
President Joko Widodo also reminded that water connection to households should be encouraged so that more residents can enjoy the system's benefit. He hoped the water supply facility could improve clean water access and quality to the people. In addition, President Jokowi also inaugurated the Marga Tiga Dam in East Lampung Region C Lampung on the same day. Indonesian National Disaster Management Agency BNPB has coordinated with North Maluku Provincial's government to address the impact of a deadly flash flood that killed 13 people in a village in Ternate on Sunday. As reported by Antaranus Agency Head of Data, Information and Disaster Communication Center at the agency, Abdul Muhari, said the agency will distribute tents, lamps, blankets, mattresses, and necessities to the village residents. The National Disaster Management Agency team is currently working to identify the 13 victims before handing over their bodies to their respective families. Speaker of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly MPR Bambang Susatyo stressed Indonesia's stance in supporting the struggle for Palestinian independence. As reported by Antaranus Agency, the parliament spokesperson also said Indonesia is grateful that support for Palestine is increasing, with 145 out of 193 UN countries recognizing Palestine as a country as of June. Susatyo remarked after meeting former Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammad Stayeh in Jakarta on Sunday. He noted that Indonesia consistently advocates for parliamentary diplomacy to encourage recognition of Palestinian sovereignty by ASEAN countries, especially ASEAN countries. Director General of Information and Public Diplomacy at the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Siti Nugraha Maulidiyah, said the country is committed to enhancing cooperation with African countries, particularly in the health and energy sector, ahead of the second Indonesia-Africa Forum, IAF. As reported by Antara in a statement from her office in Jakarta on Sunday, she said Indonesia will cooperate with African countries as an equal and reliable partner. Maulidiyah noted that Indonesia plays an active role in international development cooperation among developing countries, including those in Africa. She remarked that Indonesia has conducted about 60 South-South and Triangular cooperation programs, involving approximately 500 participants from African region. Let's move it on to the international news, where the Pacific Island Forum officially opened in Tonga's capital Nuku'alofa on Monday, with leaders hoping to draw global attention to the region's worsening climate plight. As reported by AFP, the summit had earlier kicked off with melodic Tongan choir singers and dancing school children in traditional dress. The forum secretary and a former president of Nauru, Baron Waka, said the Pacific countries gather at the pivotal time in the region's history.
We gather at a pivotal time in our region's history. We are at the forefront of the battle against climate change and its impact. We need to take urgent action now for sustainable outcomes into the future.
However, Waka said the Pacific is at the center of global geopolitical interests. China gifted the newly built conference venue used by the summit, and the U.S. has dispatched senior diplomat Kurt Campbell as its delegation leader to voice the U.S. views on the Pacific. Pacific leaders will mount a renewed push later this week for a homegrown climate adaptations fund, an idea that largely hinges on a financial contribution from foreign nations. They will also push to speed the transition away from oil, gas, and other highly polluting fuel sources. Australia gave millions of workers the legal right to disconnect on Monday, allowing them to ignore unreasonable out-of-hours calls, emails, and texts from their bosses. As reported by AFP, the Australian law, enacted in February, came into force for medium-sized and large companies as of Monday. Under the legislation, workers can now refuse to monitor, read, or respond to their employees' attempt to contact them outside work hours unless the refusal is deemed unreasonable. Unions welcomed the legislation, saying it gave workers a way to reclaim some work-life balance. President of Australian Council of the Trade Unions, Michelle O'Neill, even said a historic day was made for working people. But the reform got a cool welcome from Australia's top industry body, with the Australian Industry Group saying that the right to disconnect law are rushed, poorly thought out, and deeply confusing. The law is similar to those of some European and Latin American countries. Israel launched airstrike into Lebanon on Sunday, claiming it destroyed thousands of rocket launchers owned by the Lebanese armed group Hezbollah and thwarted a major attack. As reported by AFP, the Israeli military said around 100 of its fighter jets had struck more than 270 targets, 90% of which were short-range rockets aimed at northern Israel. But Hezbollah denied that thousands of launchers had been destroyed or that Israel had thwarted a larger attack. The group said its own operation was completed and accomplished. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told his cabinet the strike were not the final word in the campaign against Hezbollah. Hezbollah has traded near daily cross-border fire with Israeli forces throughout the Gaza War, in what Hezbollah says is support for its Palestinian ally, Hamas. But fears of a wider regional conflagration soared after attacks in late July. Blame on Israel killed the group's militant leaders, including the Hamas political chief and a top Hezbollah commander, Fuad Shukr. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today.
Here is today's commentary on 7 years of violence against Rohingya and Myanmar conflict. I'm Dalat Pane. August 2024 marked the 7th year of Myanmar conflict that victimized the Rohingya minority. The conflict is yet to find its end, while the Rohingya minority victims keep piling up. United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk on Friday expressed his concern for the ongoing humanitarian tragedy in Rakhine State. According to him, the situation in Myanmar, especially in Rakhine, worsened with hundreds of civilians reportedly killed when fleeing the battle between the Arakan Army and Myanmar military junta's troops. Back in 2017, hundreds of thousands of Rohingyans left Rakhine because of the military's so-called firm action. Now, the incident became a case in the UN's Genocide Court. According to Volker Turk, The military operation had caused 700,000 people displaced and were forced to cross to Bangladesh in a very concerning situation. This reality went downhill with a strong indication that the conflict has increased human trafficking cases, including thousands of Rohingya refugees coming to Indonesia. Some time ago, when visiting China, Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi gave appreciation for China's support to ASEAN in the Myanmar issue, which is a member of ASEAN, and to encourage peace. To Foreign Ministry Wang Yi, Indonesia affirmed the importance of the implementation of the 5-point consensus between ASEAN and Myanmar as the main reference to help the country return to a peaceful situation and democracy. Retno Marsudi and Wang Yi also agreed that various efforts by many to support Myanmar must be done through coordination with ASEAN. The two also agreed to enhance cooperation in handling the trafficking in persons in Myanmar, which has been a worrying issue across Southeast Asia. The Rohingya issue is a big issue that must be a common concern, not only for nations in the region, but the whole international community. The high casualty from Rohingya ethnicity, those forced to flee due to conflict, and the human trafficking are obvious impacts to be faced. This must be solved by all, not only by several countries. A regional protection enhancement is necessary to provide access for people affected by the conflict, while supporting Myanmar to solve the conflict. Many, especially Indonesia and ASEAN, wished for a sustainable peace and national reconciliation and to create a conducive condition to bring Rohingyas back to Myanmar. That was commentary.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We begin today in history with August 26, 1969, when the 7th National Sport Week was held in Surabaya. The 7th National Sport Week was a historic inter-regional sports competition event for Indonesia. It was the first National Sports Week to be held after the outbreak of the Indonesian Communist Party rebellion in 1965, which cancelled the 6th National Sports Week. There were a number of historical events that occurred during the 7th National Sports Week, including the emergence of the name Charlie Deptios, a weightlifting athlete who managed to break the international record, even though at that time the record had not been recognized by the World Weightlifting Federation. In addition, the 7th National Sports Week also gave birth to a new tradition of torchlight parade that replaced the National Sports Week flag parade, which was inspired by the Olympic tradition. The torch was taken from the village of Larangan Tokol, Klanakan, Pamekasan on Madura Island, and was carried by a meritorious athlete from East Java, G.H. Serhalawan, in the opening ceremony. Let's move it on to the next event in 1971 when it was designated as a Women's Equality Day. Women's Equality Day in the United States is celebrated every August 26. Women's Equality Day was established to remind the importance of equal rights between women and men. In the early 19th century, American women faced many injustices, such as not being able to inherit property, receiving only half the salary that men receive, and not having the right to vote in elections. Over time, the women's rights movement began to gain momentum, especially in the early 1900s, when several countries such as Finland, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom began legalizing voting rights for women. In the United States, women began to get involved in voting and contributed during World War I. In 1971, Congress designated August 26 as Women's Equality Day. We end today in history with an event in 2004 when Densus 88 inaugurated by the Indonesian National Police. Special Detachment 88 Anti-Terror of the Indonesian National Police, or Densus 88 AT, was inaugurated on August 26, 2004 by Metro Jaya Police Chief Inspector General Firman Gani. Densus 88 was formed as a special unit tasked with combating criminal acts of terrorism in Indonesia. Densus 88 AT is a continuation of various anti-terror unit initiative that began in March 2003. And its members consist of trained police officers who are experts in counterterrorism strategies and tactics. Densus 88 is directly under the Chief of Police and developed international support, including from the United States and Australia. The unit carries out its duties under the law of the Republic of Indonesia No. 5 of 2018 on the eradication of the criminal acts of terrorism. The name Densus 88 is taken from the pronunciation of the Anti-Terrorism Act ATA, which sounds like 88.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's edition of My Indonesia is on Government Explores Collaboration with Polish Game Developer. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno held a meeting with 11bit Studios, a prominent Polish game developer and publisher valued at $400 million known for its globally recognized games. Through the meeting, which took place on Friday, August the 23rd in Warsaw, Poland, Minister Sandiaga Uno expressed interest in collaborating to advance Indonesia's gaming industry and offer to facilitate business meetings with recommended Indonesian partners. According to a press release from the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy on Sunday, August the 25th, the minister noted that potential collaborations could include joint publicity, art and porting services, co-development, and sharing best practices. He highlighted that with 14 years of experience in the gaming industry, 11bit Studios boast advanced and modern graphic capabilities and rich with cultural elements. This experience could serve as a valuable lesson, reference, and source of expertise for advancing Indonesia's gaming sector. Minister Sandiaga Uno also observed similarities between the company and Indonesia, a nation rich in cultural, ethnic, and diverse backgrounds. He pointed out that games like Coral Island, which features environmental themes and Balinese culture and a space for the unbound, depicting rural Indonesia student life, exemplify the cultural richness of Indonesia. One notable game from 11bit Studios, Frostpunk, is set during the eruptions of Indonesia's Mount Krakatau and Mount Tambora in 1886-1887, which led to a global volcanic winter, crop failures, and loss of life. Frostpunk sold over 250,000 copies within its first 3 days and won the Best Visuals Award at the Australian Game Awards. Minister Sandiaga Uno also hopes that 11bit Studios will invest in and collaborate with Indonesian games to achieve international success. That concludes today's edition of My Indonesia.
Sekian lamanya kita tak berjumpa, namun tak sengaja berpapasan ku denganmu. Tatapan yang sama, rasanya yang lama, namun ku kecewa kau tak peka. Oh, telah lama ku menunggu dirimu, ku coba hubungiku, salah hatiku berhati. Come on.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Kiluan Bay and Waikambas will be the main tourist destination while you are traveling to Lampung Province. However, the southernmost province of Sumatra Island also has many interesting tourist destinations. One of them is Dodo Lagoon. Dodo Lagoon is a beautiful natural swimming pool. The lagoon is bordered by a large coral reef that naturally forms the lagoon like a swimming pool by the sea. This tourist attraction is located in Kiluan Negeri, Kelumbayan, Tanggamus Regency, Lampung. From Bandar Lampung City, it takes about 3 to 4 hours to get to Dodo Lagoon with a distance of about 80 kilometers. Arriving at Dodo Lagoon attractions area, you have to walk 3 kilometers from the parking lot to the lagoon. Along the way, you'll pass hills and local plantation and the seascape of Gayo Beach in the distance. Despite the slippery and steep rocks, you will be rewarded with a beautiful view when you arrive at the Dodo Lagoon. White sand and turquoise water are the highlights of the Dodo Lagoon. There is one large lagoon and two smaller ones. These pools are bordered by large coral reefs that prevent sea waves from crashing into the pools. However, the water in the lagoon's natural pools is salty or seawater. Traveling to Dodo Lagoon, you must try swimming in the lagoon. Swimming in this lagoon offers its own sensation. When swimming, you feel as if you have your own private pool by the sea. The sounds of the waves crashing against the coral reefs is clearly audible. It is common to hear siamangs or gibbons singing in the distance. In addition to enjoying the fresh lagoon water, don't forget to capture the beauty of natural scenery around the lagoon. This tourist attraction is equipped with a mosque, bathroom, and a large parking area.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
khawatirku hanya terluka. Terbiasa tuh pura-pura tertawa. Namun bolehkah sekali saja ku menangis sebelum kembali membohongi diri.
Ketika kau lelah, berhentilah dulu, beri ruang, beri waktu.
Mereka bilang syukurilah saja, padahal rela tak semudah kata.
Tak perlu khawatirku hanya terluka.
Terbiasa untuk pura-pura tertawa. Namun bolehkah sekali saja ku menangis sebelum kembali membohongi diri.
Manusia yang terluka,
terbiasa untuk pura-pura tertawa.
Namun bolehkah sekali saja ku menangis? Ku tak ingin lagi membohongi.
Kita hanya manusia yang terluka, terbiasa untuk pura-pura tertawa.
Namun bolehkah sekali saja ku menangis?
Ku tak ingin lagi membohongi.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Di Tanjung Puting. Di Tanjung Puting, which means at Tanjung Puting. You will listen a conversation about seekor orang utan, which means an orangutan. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Naomi, a tourist guide at Tanjung Puting, Central Kalimantan. Chris was recording the moment when he told Naomi about the appearance of an orangutan. Let's listen to the conversation.
Lihat itu, seekor orang utan muncul dari balik pohon.
Oh iya, itu ada dua ekor lagi di sebelah sana.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabularies and expressions related to today's topic. Seekor orang utan. Seekor orang utan, which means an orangutan. Let's listen to the conversation. Seekor. Seekor, which means a. Orangutan. Orangutan, which means orangutan. Muncul. Muncul, which means appears. Dari. Dari, which means from. Balik. Balik, which means behind. Pohon. Pohon, which means tree. Seekor orang utan muncul dari balik pohon. Seekor orang utan muncul dari balik pohon, which means an orangutan appears from behind the tree. Lihat. Lihat, which means look. Sebelah sana. Sebelah sana, which means over there. In the conversation, you hear the sentence seekor orang utan. Seekor orang utan, which means an orangutan. In the expression, there is a word seekor. Seekor, which means a. Seekor. Seekor, which means a, is determiner for one singular animal. In Indonesian, there are different determiners between human, animal, things, and different sizes. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions seekor, seekor, which means in another sentence. Seekor singa lepas dari kandangnya. Seekor singa lepas dari kandangnya, which means a lion escaped from its cage. Kami menonton atraksi seekor monyet di sebuah sirkus. Kami menonton atraksi seekor monyet di sebuah sirkus, which means we are watching a monkey performance in a circus. For your info, Tanjung Puting National Park is an orangutan rehab center in West Kota Waringin and Seruyan, Central Kalimantan. In there, visitors can see the orangutan feeding. Tanjung Puting also has three orangutan feeding spots, namely Camp Tanjung Harapan, Camp Pondong Tanggui, and Camp Leki. Before we end today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to another conversation.
Lihat itu, seekor orang utan muncul dari balik pohon.
Oh iya, itu ada dua ekor lagi di sebelah sana.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about seekor orangutan. Seekor orangutan, which means an orangutan. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who wants to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Selalu membungkus hati yang terluka. sosok seperti diri.
You are still tuned to the English program from Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present to you Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. On this edition of Music Corner, I will introduce you some langgam titled Bawa Dia Kembali sung by Oki Kumala, accompanied by Remember Entertainment Keroncong Group. The song, popularized by Mahalini Raharja, was written by Andrew Darmoko and released in 2015. The song is part of the Fabula album that Mahalini launched in 2021. The song tells a story of love story filled with longing and regret. The singer expresses her deep longing for her lover who has left her. The song invites listeners to reflect on the meaning of love and how to cherish the people we love before they leave. Well, listener, here is Oki Kumala accompanied by Remember Entertainment with the song Bawa Dia Kembali.
dia kembali bersamaku di sini mencari.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku selalu terus berusaha sabar yang aku bisa. Menjadi pengertian, sakit pun selalu ku simpan, jadi yang terbaik untukmu. Apa itu tak cukup? Senyum yang ku beri selama ini palsu, itu bukan aku. Tutupi semuanya agar kita baik-baik saja, tapi kini sudah tak mampu dengan caramu itu. Sikapmu seakan-akan menyuruh diriku pergi, tapi perkataanmu seolah aku penting. Terluka malah
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, thank you so much for listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz, voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our social media accounts, Facebook fanpage, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. Or send email to voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.